Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the live GA6 Recap Tuesday edition. Fancy Brian, this is a historic day. How you doing, big guy?
I'm all right. I'm all right. I was watching. Now we're scrambling to get the sound. It's going to be great. It's going to be a great time.
You know, Fancy Brian, today I made a mental note of the time. It was 1:09 Central Time, and that was the time in history I was that many days and years and months and hours and seconds old when I found out that my senator, the senior senator from the great state of Wisconsin, was a conspirator in a coup, was a traitor to the Constitution and the very oath he took. Ron Johnson, a many-time visitor to this very radio program. Ron used to be a friend of this program. Stop coming around. Sometime a little before that election. And then the election happened. And then, you know, Ron didn't come around and, you know, we quit calling Ron. And Ron's been something of an apologist, you know, just the tourist. It was just the tourist. And hell, they seem real friendly. Well, maybe to you, Ron, because you were on the inside of the coup. And I've never made that accusation against Ron Johnson prior to today, because I never had the evidence to support it prior to right frickin' now. So let's play it for the people. Vance Brand gonna need your help. This was earlier testimony. This actually videotaped testimony. And this was what? They were text messages from a Ron Johnson staffer directly with a staffer for the vice president. And it's being basically read into the testimony, videotape style. Fancy Brian, I'm going to ask you to play cut number one. When I found out Ron Johnson was a traitor to his oath.
The Trump campaign took steps to ensure that the physical copies of the fake electors' electoral votes from two states were delivered to Washington for January 6th. Text messages exchanged between Republican Party officials in Wisconsin show that on January 4th, the Trump campaign asked for someone to fly their fake electors' documents to Washington. A staffer for Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson texted a staffer for Vice President Pence just minutes before the beginning of the joint session. This staffer stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand deliver to the vice president the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin. The vice president's aide unambiguously instructed them not to deliver the fake votes to the vice president. Even though the fake elector slates were transmitted to Congress.
Hey, that's enough. That's enough.
The vice president.
So the more important part, hopefully you caught the more important part there. Ron Johnson, my senator, wanted to hand deliver to the vice president fraudulent electors. He knew damn well the state of Wisconsin had voted for Joe Biden. How'd he know it? He went out there and he said it. We play it on tape on this radio station each and every day. Thanks to our friends at the People for People People Corporation. Ron Johnson got caught by a activist out there at a public event. And the public event, Ron, and the sound's not always great, but Ron is actually lays out the math, proves to this activist that that Donald Trump lost the state of Wisconsin. And how do we know that? Because, you know, all these other congressional candidates and all these other state assembly and senatorial candidates got like 50,000 more votes than Donald Trump did from Republican voters in the state of Wisconsin. Yet Ron Johnson specifically wanted to be the one to deliver to the vice president. And at this point, the coup attempt was a coup on the vice president. It was a coup on democracy. And Ron wanted to deliver the documentation of the coup directly to Mike Pence. Kind of feels like a big deal kind of day to me. You know, I know I'm getting a little too emotional about it. But I would have called Ron, you know, I don't know if he's a friend. I never would have called Ronnie friend, not coming to my house. But he'd come to my studios. He'd brought beer. We'd had, you know, conversations off air. Private conversations about real life stuff, kids and family and stuff. And, you know, it would be like if you had a good business acquaintance and you'd spend some time with them outside the workplace and thought, well, maybe not my kind of guy, but, you know, still a pretty good guy. But I can't say that about Ron Johnson. I didn't know he was willing to betray his country. You know, that's where Ron's at. And he's on the ballot this fall. I hope people notice. By the way, we're going to be, well, I'm going to be specifically in La Crosse, Wisconsin. I'm leaving tomorrow morning, but others will fill in for me. We're still going to do a live devil show on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, Crudy's going to be live in the third CD, the western part of Wisconsin, La Crosse, my old stomping ground, where Dom and I were college roommates. And we're going to do a couple of live broadcasts. We got many, many fine guests, including, I would say, four or five fine candidates that should be the next U.S. senator from the great state of Wisconsin. We are pinning down details with the Mandela Barnes campaign, the Tom Nelson campaign, the Sarah Godlewski campaign, the Alex Lansbury campaign, and I'm sure Peter Bukarski's campaign will make that candidate available as well. So we'll bring you at least those five. But Ron Johnson, man, Mandela Barnes today is already tweeting out, you should resign, sir. And I don't think he's that far from wrong. I mean, you should be lawyering up, Ron, right now. There is criminal implications here. Our good friend, former U.S. Attorney James Santel, host in his own regard. If you haven't heard Jim yet, you should be tuning in for the Morning Cannolis on Saturday. James Santel, his live show each Saturday morning, 9 to 11. But he's going to join the Devil's Advocates for the entire second hour today. The 4 o'clock hour with James Santel. You know, leave the gun, take the cannolis, right? We'll take Jim Santel whenever we can get him. So Jim's going to join us as well. And I would point out, down the dial, Righty Whitey Talk Radio, they are literally counter-programming. We're playing the live J6, the hearings. Vicky McKenna, who plays out in Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, concurrently, much like we do, she is counter-programming today with Cleta Mitchell. Cleta Mitchell is the lawyer for Trump that effectively is on trial here, along with guys like Ron Johnson and the former president. I know it's not a trial, but you get my point. And she is counter-programming with the big lie and some anti-vaxxers. Don't get your kids vaccinated, whatever you do, later in the show. But Cleta Mitchell is coming to Wisconsin on the 24th. And guess who's speaking at the Cleta Mitchell, the big lie event? The guest of honor, guess who? Traitorous Ron Johnson, my senator. So, you know, it all comes nicely together. Also, coming up very soon on this fine program, KTNF host, Matt McNeil. Matt's going to join us. You know, we're going to look across the river at Minnesota. Maybe preview the football season. I'm still picking the Packers to win the North. And we're going to talk about the fact that Matt's going to be doing some radio around here. He's going to join the lineup. So I know you're listening on AM 950 right now, KTNF. But here's the sad news. You're not going to hear me at 3 o'clock anymore. And here's the good news. When I'm back on, it's going to be me and Dom all the time, each day, each weekday. For those of you that don't hear me with Dom, that's my true setting. You know, that's my happy place. So you're going to enjoy this program much better. Matt McNeil is going to take over the 3 o'clock slot in both Madison and Milwaukee and up on KTNF. And then you're going to get the happiest of the happy hours, the 5 o'clock on KTNF. You're going to get yours truly and Dom the devil's advocates, as you would want us. Less crudy, more us. You're going to like us better. Trust me. And if you've done the math, you know, if you tune in at 3 o'clock each and every day, you're going to continue doing so for Matt. But yours truly, Crudy, I'd like to tell you I'm about to get ready to spend more time with family. I'm going to contract the show 1 hour per day. I wish I could say that was, you know, for family. It's not. You know, my kids don't care. My kids aren't going to spend time with me. Fancy Brian, are they?
I'd like to tell you that his family and him were going to spend more time together. I'd like to tell you that.
That's not what we're going to do. No, I need more time for work. And it's sad because this is, you know, this is the fun part of my day. And it's going to start a little bit later. I'm going to start at 4. Come, you know, we'll get through the 4th of July, the big extravaganza. And then Dom and I will be doing a 2-hour only, but the greatest 2 hours ever in radio history. I guarantee it. I'm not saving any stuff. Nothing but the greatest stuff for 2 hours. And then we're going home or to the bar, whatever comes first. And you know, maybe spending more time with family. So there's some changes coming along in Fancy Brian. I'm only going to tease it a little bit, but there will be more changes still. And they'll be bigger and more exciting. And I'll be, you know, overly enthusiastic about it. That's my nature. I'm like a puppy on the radio some days. But the breaking news in the great state of Wisconsin, I know people listening outside of Wisconsin, affects you too. Affects the balance of the U.S. Senate. Affects the future of democracy. But my senator, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, he is a traitorous traitor to his oath, to democracy, to this nation. Don't bother coming around here no more, sir. You know, we're done asking. We were done asking a while back. But, you know, I'd be looking to do a citizen's arrest. I'm going to have to ask Jim, what sort of criminality, what sort of culpability, what sort of time in club bed could Ron be talking about? And if I do the math, I bet I know the fake elector paperwork. I bet I know on whom's private jet it flew out to D.C. to be personally delivered by U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. Come back, Mac McNeil, our good buddy from KTNF 950 AM. I know you will. More devils.
This staffer stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand deliver to the vice president the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.
Can we call that treason? Why not?
So, dude, not the preferred nomenclature.
Sedition!
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We welcome back a friend and a fine guest. He is Matt McNeil. He's an AM 950 host from KTNF in Minneapolis. And Matt, soon to join the Devil Radio and the Shaw lineup right here in the great state of Wisconsin. Matt, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates.
Nice to be back, my friend. Good to hear from you. Hey, I hear Ron Johnson's a jackass.
Well, beyond jackass, he might be a traitor, Matt. Oh, my goodness.
You know, how many swords are there going to have to be to keep Trump safe from this? My gosh, you're going through the Bowers testimony in Arizona, the Ron Johnson thing, the Georgia stuff. There is going to have to be 100 or so people who are going to have to take the fall so Trump can walk away from this. It's amazing how many people were involved with this. And there it is, your guy Ron Johnson going, I love pace. And, you know, trying to overthrow the government at the same time.
Well, as a clarifying point, he might serve in the U.S. Senate from the state of Wisconsin, but he's from Minnesota, man. We're giving him back. He's yours, Matt.
Trust me, we got enough of these clowns up here. And, they're everywhere. How about the Michigan guys? Did you see that part of the story? They were trying to hide in the Capitol. Like it was, Home Alone 2, where they were hitting the toy store so that they could, because they had to legally vote in the Capitol to be actual legitimate electors. It's not just Wisconsin or Minnesota. It's everywhere. These guys, it's not a lot of them, but they're very local. They get a lot of coverage, and they're truly evil people, and it is pretty disturbing, that's for sure.
So, man, you're looking forward to football season, man?
You know, and the truth is, I'm right now, baseball is my game. And yeah.
You a Twinkies fan then?
Well, I worked at WGEZ in Beloit, Wisconsin. That had the A-ball team for the Brewers. And I became a happy little clam when the Brewers went to the National League, because now I got a National League team. I follow in the Brewers, and I follow the Twins in the American League. And I love them both. And so, you know, I'm more focused on baseball right now, because I can talk baseball all day long. And the Brewers have been great, but just the injuries, they got to get better from the injuries. And the Twins, same thing. You know, it's just, I mean, how many, they had, what, four of their five starters out of the lineup. So that's kind of where I'm focused. I know you guys over there are, you know, football heavy, but you got a good baseball team there. And I wouldn't be surprised if they make a run.
Well, I have no doubt, Matt. I leave most of the baseball to Fancy Brian. He knows I'm not as big a fan as I used to be.
I was going to say, enjoy Carlos Correa while you can, and enjoy Byron Buxton for the next couple seconds here.
Oh, Mr. Glass himself, as I like to refer to, you know, Buxton, my gosh, he's the only person I know that can pick up a piece of paper and fracture his arm in four places. You know, it's that's the trouble with Buxton. Correa, you know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, Correa, where, you know, everywhere he goes gets booed. And, I mean, he might as well, if the Twins are in first place and they can actually make a run through the American League Central and maybe into the playoffs, you know, I don't know why he wouldn't stay here, because, you know, unless, I don't know where else they'd ship him to that he'd have a better window. Let's put it that way.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, devolving into Sports Talk Live just for a moment.
I know.
I got Matt McNeil, and I got Fancy Brian Kelly, and we can take you on the phones as well, but the big announcement we're making before you sneak off for a little well-needed vacation is you're going to be the new 3 o'clock slot, not just at AM 950 in Minneapolis, but also down here on Devil Radio and the Shaw. Matt, we're excited to have you be a part of our little network.
I'm very happy. I'm very honored that you guys, realize that this is something that will work. I'm looking so forward to it. The best way to describe my show is a howler monkey exhibit without the dignity. And I think I'll bring pride and excitement to everywhere we go here. I have a tendency of, you know me, man. I have a tendency of not taking crud from people like Ron Johnson and Voss and all these guys. And I don't have any problem calling them clowns. I've made a lot of friends on the Republican side up here in Minnesota, and I'm looking forward to doing that throughout the rest of the upper Midwest for sure.
Well, Matt, I used to think I had a few friends on the Republican side. I just didn't know they were, you know, traitors against democracy and the Constitution, a few other things. Matt, 3 o'clock, you will play out longer than the 3 o'clock hour in Minneapolis. So for the home folks, listeners, clarify for them when you're going to play at AM 950.
Well, I'll be on AM 950 from 3 until 5 locally. The first hour, we're going to be talking about regional, national politics and stuff like that, as well as others. I talk about a lot of things that are not political. I mean, we're in one of my favorite times of the year is the summer festival season. So all these towns have little festivals. I love hearing about that and going out there and enjoying those. We'll probably talk a little bit about that. Other things, you know, as we mentioned, baseball, I can talk about baseball all day long and stuff like that. But as well, that we'll be talking about that more, kind of the Wisconsin, Minnesota, as well as national stuff. And then in the 4 o'clock hour, we go back and more focus on Minneapolis, St. Paul. We'll be focusing on the races here. I mean, we've got some doozies. We could possibly up here have the worst Secretary of State candidate in the history of politics. A woman named Kim Crockett's running for the Republican Party. She aired an anti-Semitic video, which got applauded at the Minnesota GOP convention. She just put out one video where she basically didn't seem to understand how you even vote in Minnesota. And then on top of that, she actually put out a press release where she put the wrong day for the primary. This is the woman that wants to run the elections in Minnesota. It is amazing. So I have no problem in my 4 o'clock hour cultivating the fine, fine aroma that comes and emanates from the Minnesota Republican Party and making sure I get a slash on that. But I'm looking forward as well to the 3 o'clock hour going out and the Waukesha area, Madison. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I encourage people to give us a call when we start this. It's going to be on July 5th, right after the 4th of July, July 5th, brand new lineup. I'll be on there 3 o'clock hour,
throughout the network, and then through the 4 o'clock hour into the to 5 o'clock here in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and then you guys are going to be taking over in Minneapolis, St. Paul at five, right?
Dom and Crute, the Devil's Advocates, the way it should be with both hosts. So yeah, we're going to have just the happiest of the happy hours. Matt McNeil, can't wait to have you on board here at Devil Radio and the Shaw, and maybe big news sometime in the future, man. But welcome aboard, Matt.
My absolute pleasure, and thank you very much once again. I really am looking forward to July 5th.
Now go on vacation, my friend. Enjoy it.
Adios.
The rest of you, come back. More Devil's Advocates on the J6 Live Recap Show.
The mood of the crowd was positive and festive.
Good luck. We're all counting on you.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I want to thank our most recent guest, a fine, better one than this song, Matt McNeil from KTNF AM 950, soon to be a fine host right here on Devil Radio and the Shaw. He's going to play out at 3 o'clock. And you in Minneapolis, at least our AM 950 listeners, you're going to get the best damn live happier happy hour of the Devil's Advocates. Me and Dom at five, we're better as a pair. Believe me. We're like salt and pepper. We come as a shaker. So anyways, we're going to, you know, gin and tonic. You need us both. We're going to go to the phones. You can react today. A lot of reaction. A lot to react to. Like the fact that my U.S. Senator was exposed. Evidence today at the J6 hearing. Guy's a freaking traitor. Talking about you, Ron Johnson. Yeah, don't bother coming around here, man. Oh my God. Wow. I did not expect that. 109 Central Time was the very moment in history when I found out. I looked at the clock, Fancy Brad. I'm like, what time is it? We got to 109 Central Time. 209 Eastern. The evidence was presented of the complicity of Ron Johnson in the greater fraud, in the greater coup attempt. And he knew, because he laid out the math later, he knew that Donald Trump didn't win the state of Wisconsin. He knew that Joe Biden was the winner. So basically, they were using fascistic means. Any means necessary. They were stealing the outcome of an election. And Ron Johnson was a willing co-conspirator. Hell, he wanted to hand off the fake electors himself to the vice president. I don't know how much more freaking guilty you could be, sir. I hope he's got an effing great criminal defense attorney. 844-967-2789. Fred from Cottage Grove. How you doing, Fred?
Hey, I'm doing good. It's warm out here, but I sent some text too on. I figured you guys would be on top of this thing with Ron Johnson, but I want to know how there's a connection with him and Voss. There's got to be something there with Voss and keep spending our tax dollars on some crazy thing on there.
Well, it's all connected through the big lie, Fred. I mean, the connection is Gableman. The connection is Janelle Branchon and Tim Rantham and this whole movement. I mean, hell, it's right-wing talk radio. It's Cleta Mitchell. They're all incestuously connected at the big lie, Fred. And every single one of them willing to perpetrate a further fraud to advance the big lie is guilty of a crime, is part of the conspiracy.
Exactly. But there's got to be some kind of emails or some kind of connection between Voss and Johnson. There's got to be something in there. And the other thing about, I would like to see about Gableman's, the IRS going after Gableman and checking his tax records. Because there's been nothing as far as where the expense has been gone or anything else.
Well, and perhaps it, not the IRS. I mean, it'd be great if the state of Wisconsin audited that money. We've got a legislative audit bureau. Seems like we've already got the staff in place to do that job. You don't need the IRS. We got state bureaucrats that can do that job, Fred.
Yeah, I've been there and done that. They go after the little guys, not the big guys. But anyway, there's got to be. I want to get Voss out of here.
If Voss is guilty of something other than Fred, and he's certainly guilty of being political, and he's certainly guilty of, putting tar and feather on people and not being a fair guy. But I'm not sure that Voss is caught up in a criminal conspiracy in the very same way that seemingly our U.S. Senator Ron Johnson has now been implicated in. And he's not a complete buffoon like, let's say, Michael Gableman, a corrupted former Supreme Court justice who is out there making an ass of himself in open court against Remington, whose own father is a professor of some renown, let's just say. And Remington's got his own resume. And certainly, we should probably make time here for Andrew Hitt, the former Republican Party chair. Well, hell, he was represented in the evidence as well. Vance Bryan, let's play it for the people. Here was where Andrew Hitt got his 15 seconds of fame, let's call it. He explains he's not sure how the electors were going to be used. He was one of them. He is a fraudulent, fake Trump elector. He was the Republican Party chair when he signed off on this little affidavit, claiming he was a right, true Trump elector, even though Trump lost this state. Here's how he tried to explain himself during the videotaped testimony. Play cut five.
I was told that these would only count if a court ruled in our favor. So that would have been using our electors. It would have been using our electors in ways that we weren't told about. And we wouldn't have supported.
Yes, you would have. Yes, you would have. Because the leader of the Republican Party, and it's not really the Republican Party chair. Does anybody remember Brad Courtney? Other than me, he was a Republican Party chair. That's a figurehead role. You know who leads the Republican Party in the state of Wisconsin? Ron Johnson, the guy that wanted to hand deliver to the vice president the traitorous and fraudulent Trump elector certificates, guys like Andrew Hitt signed off on.
I so love this country
that I would break the Constitution to retain power in it for Trump. For a guy that he used to tell us, Ron Johnson used to, I can't defend him, boys. I don't like how he tweets. He's better than Hillary. That was his explanation when Trump got elected. I don't like him. I don't support him. He does now. He does now all the way down a criminal conspiracy rabbit hole, all the way down a coup plot rabbit hole. Let's just get to some of the testimony from the J6 hearing, because I'm pissed. This is a big deal. Let's play cut 10. This is Rep. Benny Thompson. He is the commission chair, the January 6th select committee chair. Let's just start with the statement of the chair. Cut 10.
When they wouldn't embrace the big lie and substitute the will of the voters with Donald Trump's will to remain in power, Donald Trump worked to ensure they'd face the consequences.
Yeah, especially in Arizona, in Georgia. More from Benny Thompson. Cut 11, please.
Donald Trump worked to ensure they'd face the consequences. Threats to people's livelihood and lives. Threats of violence that Donald Trump knew about and amplified.
And there was so much testimony. Videotaped evidence produced to the Trump campaign in real time. If they looked at the videotape, they knew what they were saying was lies. They didn't care. They didn't care that they were lying to the Georgia officials. They didn't care. The suitcases and 18,000 ballots, that's all BS. And how do we know it? Because it's all contained on the videotape, moment by moment. More from Benny Thompson. Cut 12.
Claims that widespread voter fraud tainted the 2020 presidential election have always been a lie. Donald Trump knew they were a lie, and he kept amplifying them anyway.
But thankfully, state elections officials would not go along. Although they, you know, the Republicans here in Wisconsin, more than willing, play for the people fancy Lucky 13.
Like Mike Pence, these public servants wouldn't go along with Donald Trump's scheme.
Let's jump ahead. Cut 15 doesn't mean the big lie does not persist. They're playing it right now on Righty Whitey Talk Radio, right down the dial.
The lie hasn't gone away. It's corrupting our democratic institutions. People who believe that lie are now seeking positions of public trust.
Yeah, like our friend Matt McNeil pointed out, the Secretary of State candidate, the Republican from Minnesota. Minnesota, nice, right? Adam Schiff, Rep. Adam Schiff, he was a impeachment manager. Now he is on the J6 committee. Here's what he had to say, cut 16.
Nevertheless, and for the first time in history, the losing presidential candidate fought to hold on to power.
And he talked about the cancer, a cancer on the presidency, cut 17.
You can convince Americans that they cannot trust their own elections, that any time they lose, it is somehow illegitimate, then what is left but violence to determine who should govern?
Liz Cheney, talking about, you know, some of the guilty parties, especially the lawyers, cut 18.
The same people who were attempting to pressure Vice President Mike Pence to reject electoral votes illegally were also simultaneously working to reverse the outcome of the 2020 election at the state level.
And, you know, our friend Fred from Cottage Grove asked how Robin Voss is involved. Robin Voss took a meeting with Eastman a month ago at which Eastman was advocating you can still decertify the 2020 election. So how is Robin Voss involved? Oh, he's involved. I just haven't seen his involvement laid out evidentiary in the same way I did to Ron Johnson today. Back to Adam Schiff. Trump pressuring state officials, cut 19.
When state elections officials refused to stop the count, Donald Trump and his campaign tried to put pressure on them. When state executive officials refused to certify him the winner of states he lost, he applied more pressure.
More Adam Schiff, cut 20, please.
Anyone who got in the way of Donald Trump's continued hold on power after he lost the election was the subject of a dangerous and escalating campaign of pressure.
More from Rep. Liz Cheney, cut 21, please, Fancy.
Each of these efforts to overturn the election is independently serious. Each deserves attention both by Congress and by our Department of Justice.
Yeah, I hope Merrick Garland, I hope he's going to have a Ron Johnson day as well. More from Liz Cheney, cut 22, please.
As a federal court has already indicated, these efforts were also part of a broader plan.
Yes.
And all of this was done in preparation for January 6th.
Yes, it was a big old plan, like it was a big old coup plot, and everybody was part of it. More from Liz Cheney, cut 23, please.
Mr. Trump was told by his own advisors that he had no basis for his stolen election claims, yet he continued to pressure state officials to change the election results.
Fancy Brian, let's play one more from Liz Cheney. Let's clean up this portion of the Cheney sound. Trump didn't care about threats. Well, hell, he was leveling some of the threats, wasn't he? Let's see what this means. Cut 24.
Donald Trump did not care about the threats of violence. He did not condemn them. He made no effort to stop them. He went forward with his fake allegations anyway.
Yes, he did. I mean, hell, if we believe the reporting and the prior testimony of the J6 committee hearing, Trump spoke very approvingly of the hang Mike Pence sentiment, right? Here's something that I'm got to tell you. It was a little shocking to find out that Ron Johnson is a traitor to the Constitution. You know, I thought, you know, maybe just turn squirrely, but no, it's worse than that. Far, far worse. And the other part, this is also surprising news today. And it shouldn't be surprising that I found it at the Raw story. But Donald Trump is on tape all day on January 6th And there are interviews with many of the Trump family members. There were documentarians there on January 6th. Lordy, there's tapes of the whole day. All the guilt. It's all on video. And the J6 committee, they're subpoenaing it all. We'll take it all. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Soon, Domin. Former U.S. Attorney James Santel. But your phone calls, they could be next. 844-967-2789.
This person, this traitor.
This isn't very nice, is it?
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the live post J6 hearing edition. The biggest news, at least with local relevance here in the state of Wisconsin, although I think this is historic no matter what, Ron Johnson, the senator from great state of Wisconsin, is up to his eyeballs. And effectively, there were text messages read today that says that Ron wanted to personally deliver to the vice president, to Mike Pence, the false, the fraudulent, the coup attempt elective votes for Donald Trump, despite the fact that he would have known specifically the outcome in the state of Wisconsin didn't in any way, shape, or form favor that outcome. Trump lost Wisconsin. Hell, Trump lost Michigan. Ron Johnson knows that. He laid out the math. He knew that. So this news tells us that Ron Johnson was part of the coup conspiracy. And that's a pretty big deal. You know, according to me, 844-967-2789. You know, I haven't looked recently. I wonder how Trump's reacting today. Can't be having a good day. Or Ron. Got to have a, you know, Tums with lunch. A little bit more here. Talked about the videotapes. This has got to be bad news for Trump and the entire family. Who okayed this? Whose harebrained scheme? Well, there's a coup plot going on because, of course, they thought when Trump woke up the morning of January 6th, he thought the coup plot would be successful. And he's got the film crew there to what? To for history, for posterity's sake. You know, when I retake the rightful place as the once and always king. Let me read from the reporting here. The House Select Committee has subpoenaed footage from a filmmaker who recorded former President Donald Trump and his family immediately before and after the January 6th insurrection. They had filmmakers at the White House. Documentary filmmaker Alex Holder has been granted extensive access to the former president and his inner circle, including interviews with Trump both before and after the U.S. Capitol riot, whose existence had not been previously known, reported Politico's Playbook. Holder began filming on the campaign trail in September of 2020, and the subpoena sought raw footage from January 6th and raw footage of interviews with Trump, former Vice President Mike Pence, Ivanka Trump, Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, and Jared Kushner. It's going to be a bad day for the whole Trump clan. That's everybody, except for Tiffany. And what's the boy? You know, I haven't said the boy. Keep the boy's name out of my mouth. The committee also asked for any raw footage recording discussions of election fraud or election integrity surrounding the November 2020 election. So, Lordy, there's tapes. Fancy Brian, there's tapes. There's freaking interviews before and after the January 6th. I wonder if Trump will, you know, have a change of tone. Anyways, you can be a part. Want to get your reaction before we speak to the former U.S. attorney. I wonder if he is feeling as stunned as I am feeling on this day that U.S. Senator Ron Johnson is a traitor to his oath, his nation, and democracy. Just one man's opinion. But I do have evidence to support my opinion. 844-967-2789. Oh, here's a caller. Bruno. Welcome, Bruno. What do you got for us?
Hey, what's up? You guys are doing great stuff here. I want to say that, number one. Number two, Brooks Brothers riot. Is this the precursor? You know, like, all this coordination, we just seem to be caught off guard by it. But 2000, seems like the groundwork was laid for a coup.
Well, James Bott, and there is some commonality between some of the players, as I understand it. James Bott, Bopp, B-O-P-P, who is the attorney for Marjorie Taylor Greene and recently represented her when she, you know, successfully stayed on the elected ballot in the state of Georgia. Well, Bopp is also the attorney for Gabelman, the guy that contradicted Gabelman after his interim report said, well, you know, I strongly believe we should look at decertifying the Joe Biden election. Well, his own attorney, Bopp, contradicted him. But Bopp was the attorney for Bush in Bush v. Gore in Florida. Bopp effectively got the recount ended. That guy has had success on a number of levels. Bopp is the common point here, Bruno.
Okay. And one more thing I'll say. You know who's Facebook's counsel, right?
No, I do not, sir.
The guy who led the entire Brooks Brothers riot, one of the foot soldiers.
And who is that?
I forget his name offhand, but the general counsel, the chief lobbyist for Facebook.
You know who I believe was part of that whole thing? Kavanaugh. Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh, I believe, was part of the push as well. I mean, if you think of all the young political operatives back in, you know, what was it, 2000, 20 years later? They moved up the food chain and they all went and grabbed on to the biggest fascists. They're like minions, you know, like the yellow guys in the movies.
All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks.
Thank you for listening, Bruno. 844-967. You get the analogy, right? Minions like the most evil son of a bitch.
Oh yeah. Whoever's the most powerful. And then that person gets beaten up by someone more powerful. And the minions are like, yeah, you're the most powerful and you're the best.
I miss going to the Minions sort of movies. I know there's a new Minions movie. I'm looking around like, is my nephew like Minions age? Because I want to go see that one. Dick from Madison, welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, there's a lot of things that happened today. I didn't see all of it, but I like how they opened about an hour before the testimony even started today. Wasn't that a nice little touch from Trump? Can you ask James Santel about that? Wouldn't that be witness badgering? In real time today, I don't know what the format is. He's not on Twitter, but going after the guy from Arizona.
Was he doing that in real time on his Truth Social platform? I hadn't seen the reporting of
yes.
that.
Yes. About an hour before they started, he started in on the gentleman from Arizona. But the other thing, I wish that Adam Schiff would ask us. I know he was getting them to spew out everything he wanted to hear. And it might not have came off right, but in all due respect, when he was finishing up with those all three of them, I would have said, you know, after everything you testified to today, are you still telling me that you would vote for this man?
And what was the answer?
They didn't ask that question. I wish they would have. I mean, wouldn't you love to heard the stumbling and stammering there? How can any one of those three guys, Kurt? Seriously, the testimony they gave today was so damning that who on earth would still vote for somebody like that?
Well, that's
as much as saying the guy should be behind bars. And then on the other hand, well, if our party happens to nominate him again, I'll vote for him.
Well, Dick, you know, to ask that would be a political question. You know, we have the right to a secret ballot and all that kind of stuff. And you have the right to be a moron. I just don't understand why there's 75 million of you. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Dom and James Santel, former U.S. attorney. Under pressure.
Under pressure. This staffer stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand deliver to the vice president the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.